bearing down on Florida. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News.
We're not coming out of this unscathed.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor, the Category 3 hurricane is about 230 miles south of Sarasota and is packing 120 mile per hour winds. As Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says, the door is closing for people to leave areas in the storm's path.
Governor DeSantis says tonight is when some Floridians will start feeling Ian's effects along the Gulf Coast, but it will cross over.
And it's actually going to exit probably somewhere Volusia, Flagler, St. John's counties.
Meaning tropical storm winds for eastern cities such as Daytona Beach and St. Augustine. The governor says the storm will likely stall a bit after landfall. Wind and rain will be dangerous, but rushing water may be more so.
It's a very life-threatening hazard when you're talking about 10 feet, 12 feet of storm surge.
Governor DeSantis urges all Floridians to pay attention to alerts and heed warnings to get out of harm's way. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The stopgap funding bill that would avoid a government shutdown is advanced in the Senate. This coming after Majority Leader Chuck Schumer agreed to remove an energy reform provision from West Virginia's Joe Manchin that lacks support. Four teenagers who apparently are members of the football team at Roxborough High School in Philadelphia shot after practice this afternoon, one of them killed.
The athletes who apparently were walking up the street, assailants in a green van pulled up and apparently fired on these young men. At least four injured here. A 14-year-old has been shot and killed.
Jeff Cole with Fox 29 Philly. President Biden is formally keeping the national cap on refugee admissions at 125,000 for the 2023 budget year, despite pressure from advocates to raise it to meet the need after the program suffered deep cuts under the Trump administration. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A defamation lawsuit against former President Trump is in limbo.
The writer E. Jean Carroll claimed in a 2019 book that Donald Trump raped her in a department store in the 1990s, and she's suing him for calling her a liar and questioning her motives. Trump claims the United States government should be the defendant in the defamation case, not him, because the suit was filed against him when he was president, so his statements were part of his employment. A federal court in Manhattan disagreed, but now an appeals court in Washington, D.C. has reversed that ruling and wants the higher D.C. Court of Appeals to make the decision. So that's where the case is now. The government's position when Trump was president and now under the Biden administration is that Trump should have immunity. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Lawyers for a black man paralyzed in June when a police van braked suddenly has filed a $100 million lawsuit against the city of New Haven, Connecticut. The mayor of New Haven says Randy Cox's treatment was unacceptable, and the city is committed to making sure something like this doesn't happen again. The Satanic Temple is siding with pro-choice groups in challenging Indiana's near-total abortion ban.
The Salem, Massachusetts-based Satanic Temple is suing the state of Indiana, claiming the state's new law that bans abortions except for rape, incest, and to protect the mother infringes on the religious rights of its members in Indiana. It violates the U.S. Constitution. Indiana abortion clinics continue to see patients amid legal challenges after a judge's injunction that puts the abortion law on hold, reverting to the state's previous law that bans abortions after 20 weeks. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A libertarian group based in California has filed a legal challenge to President Biden's plan for student debt cancellation, calling it an illegal overreach that would increase state tax burdens for some Americans that get their debt forgiven. The suit argues some borrowers will automatically get tax relief but then face a state tax increase. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.